Today we sit here today, we speak on religious lies. Please welcome my beautiful co-host. We have Serenity. Say hello to the people.
Hello, hello.
We have Cherish. Say hello to the people.
Hi.
What we do in a perfect world is just that. We try to make the world perfect the best way we know how. And that's just speaking on topics that everybody else don't want to talk about. We speak on them the way everybody else don't want to speak on them. So that's just how we do things here.
In a perfect world.
In a perfect world.
Religious lies. Here we go.
How can it be 4,300 plus religions in the world, but everybody God is right? Everybody book right.
Right. Like, that's the one right there. Everybody's book is right.
Which book do I believe? Which book am I supposed to live by? Which one am I supposed to go by? Is it default? The one that I'm born into, so because my mother and my father, I can't agree on this one, but because my mother and my father, for most African-American people like me, black people like me, because my mother and father are both Baptist or Christian, that's automatically what I am.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
4,299 other religions
that
out
think
there,
they right too.
And I gotta pick. This one.
But see, the thing is, though,
just in case y'all forget,
all of those other 4,000 ones, they think they right too.
Yeah, but like everybody think that everybody God is the most high, the most powerful, and the all seeing and all being, and
it's like different versions of God though. Because some people think it's God is within you. Some people think God is above you. Some people think that God is the earth. Like there are different variations of that. That I
so
have
shouldn't
heard.
It all just come together to make one right. whole God?
Right. Isn't God all those things? Isn't God all those things?
Like, is that what it's supposed to be? Is it supposed to be all one God? I got my own God.
Right.
I think this is what God is.
It's my opinion. It's my opinion. Like,
how you just... Oh, you mad that I ain't want to worship the same way that you wanted to worship on Monday... I wanted to do it on Wednesday because that's what worked for my schedule, bro. Like,
right.
All I wanted to do was worship on Wednesday. Right. But since you mad that I couldn't worship, that I wanted to worship on Wednesday and you wanted to worship on Monday, you want to start a whole new religion on me.
With a different God.
With a different God.
Right.
But it's the same God, but it's a different God.
Right, but he's my God, not yours. What?
Yeah, like, he love me more than he love you. What kind of shit? He love me because you are who you are.
My opinion, I think people need an excuse not to think for themselves. That's what I think. Like, it's too tough sometimes to critically think for some people. I'm one of these people, so I understand. So they need something they can hang on to give them an excuse where they don't gotta think. They can just say, oh, somebody else gonna fix it for me. God gonna fix it for me.
I'm sorry. You even... No matter what religion you pick or which way you go, it's still principles and practices and rules and agreements and what they call the commandments of that religion that you must live by. So it's still work involved. You still have to put thought into your religion, and you have to study your religion and be a part of your religion and live your religion. That's work. That ain't no, free ride where you
everybody
your missile
in God,
can just
right?
go stagnant.
Everybody right. believe in God, right?
No.
Do you think...
Okay. There's 4,300 religions. I'm sure one of them includes... I mean, at least one of them is atheism.
I believe in the
majority
most high.
Of
I believe in the most spiritual, high. A spiritual overall that this came from something.
Greater
yeah,
than
Yeah, greater
us.
Than
yeah.
I can even think or
on
imagine.
Right.
I don't know how it happened.
But it's a higher being or
yeah,
something,
it's
right?
it's a higher
right.
being somewhere.
Do you think, like,
something.
He put us here to have 4,000 different sects, different sections and shit like that? Or was it meant to just be one? How did man get to the point where we got 4,000 different gods?
I think it's...
How did it get to that
interpretation
point?
Through language and ethnicities and when the split came and everybody went their separate ways and in their different directions. And then you also have to understand that it was melanated people in all parts of this world. You know what I'm saying? So starting all the way back over to Asia, it was already melanated people. It was already people, period. in different parts of this world who are already worshiping on whatever higher level or spiritual level they chose to worship on. I think that was one of the main ways that a lot of religions became what they were. But then you got some of them that just because shit, people starting cults and different. Let's ask this question. How many different versions of the Holy Bible?
Oh, don't even start on it.
I'm sure there's multiple.
Like, if you actually read the words that's in the Bible or any other version of the Bible that you can come up with, it only makes sense that it was written by somebody who wanted to keep a man a slave. Whether that be physically or mentally.
So you said, how can there be one higher being that everybody believes in, but then they turn around and say that there's 4,000 plus different...
It don't even make no sense.
Concepts of God.
I'm trying to understand why is it even... What's the argument about? If everybody higher being asks you to be kind and be nice and love each other and all this good shit... Why does it even freaking matter who God is who?
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to figure out. Who made these rules? Why is
if all of us supposed to just be living life in the most peaceful way and feed and nothing
because man made rules,
energy into the air, and that's what your higher being tell you to do. Do what your higher being told you to do and feed the good energy into the air.
Man made those rules.
Why the fuck you feed negative energy into the air?
Man made that. Man did that.
Because it's for some reason it's easier for some people to hate on another person instead of encourage another person.
That's ridiculous.
I agree. That doesn't mean it's any less true. But I've seen.
But that's what man
I've
comes
seen
into play.
Of people. Of
that's
course,
what man comes into men. Religion and gets everything all screwed up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I don't know nobody religion. If somebody can show me in their religion where it shows that it say be petty and talk negative. And
be rude,
do
and
extracurricular bullshit to people on a regular basis, be unhumble,
right.
You know what I'm saying, and non-supportive. Like, show me in your religion where it tell you to be like that towards any man or woman or human being.
No, this tell is what me, a man calls, because I know preachers that
I'm
twist the word around and have people actually believe in that. Things that they're saying are different than what God... It's very weird. Man does that. Man has tried to replace God, in my opinion. Man has basically... Especially preachers.
Right.
They really think they like God, and that's why I deal with Islam a lot, because I heard Farrakhan say that... I heard the Nation of Islam, they believe that everyone is like the higher being or something. Help me out.
Right. They have the higher being within themselves.
And the first time I ever heard somebody say that was after 37 years of living. You know right. what I mean? So, like, it's just something I'm just learning now, but it makes complete sense. Because I've been thinking this way for 10 years. Everyone is great. Everyone has greatness in them. Mm-hmm. Everyone has something in them that God only put in them.
Right.
And what God put in you ain't no different than what God put in somebody else.
That's why I was trying to stress the fact that everybody is born good. It's, going back to what she said, corruption. Yeah. The world is a very corrupt place. You take one evil mind and it's like it infects the entire bunch. So people aren't born evil. They're turned evil by circumstances and the way and the experiences that they have and the people that are around them and the environments that they're in.
Man-made,
exactly.
So just make sure everybody focus on man-made. You know what I mean? Because man-made chaos and calamity. Man-made the world not be perfect.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
because if it's of God, it's positive. If it's of God, it's of love. If it's of God, it's of understanding one another. That doesn't mean that, you know,
we gotta get
he's not going to tell you when you're wrong.
We got to get the word to move away
from
religion.
It has to be just.
We got to get the word to move away from the term religion. I don't like the word religion anymore. I don't think it's positive, the word religion. I think it's more negative associated with the word religion than positive, because there are literally wars fought over religion.
Two reasons why that's going to be hard. One is religion is embedded in every single policy created. So like our literally our constitution is embedded with religion. Our politics are embedded in religion. Our schools are embedded in religion. The way we raise our children are embedded in religion. The world, men have embedded religion in everything. And the second reason why that is going to be so hard is because proving to somebody that there is a higher being is probably one of the most absolutely hard things that they could try to do. But is it so easily manipulated to, all you have to do is have faith. All you have to do is believe. People want something to believe in. People want something That's to fine. Give them hope.
That's fine. Nobody wants to have...
But men no has hope. Turned that into a reason to, I'm going to use this against you. If you have faith, then you would believe that I'm doing right by you.
Now, keep in mind, we're on a perfect world. So, on a perfect world, we looking to find solutions.
Absolutely.
Because we're trying to make the world perfect. You know what I mean? I believe the world can be perfect. So how do you change the thought process behind religion so it doesn't cause so much division? We got busting motherfucking jokes here.
Should we pull out the picture of Jesus?
Jesus? Yeah, we got to. I'm fucking with Jesus. You see what I'm saying? Like, Jesus done fucked up the game, yo. You know what I mean?
There are so many different depictions of Jesus, and so now people have started a meme with some celebrity, Jonathan Ness.
Oh, that's his name?
I think that's so. That's Jesus now, though, Billy. It's Jesus now, though. Every time you see him, Jesus.
It's Jesus now. Jesus. I like calling Jesus because Jesus is a character, yo.
He is.
That's what I believe. I believe Jesus is a character.
Definitely has a sense of humor.
And I'm,
have y'all seen the show that they had did with the black guy as Jesus?
Oh, I heard about it. I ain't seen it, though.
Which one? What's the name of it?
I think it was called Jesus.
I think it was called Black Jesus. It might have been called Black Jesus. Yeah. I heard about it. I ain't seen it.
I don't think I have either. Was it good?
Oh, man. See, we gotta do our homework. Like, this is crazy. Like, because, actually, I think Jesus done fucked the game up more than anything. And I'm saying that because, like, it's the picture of Jesus that causes... Black people to be brainwashed. Let's talk about Jesus, man. Jesus, man, is what I call him, man. That's where we can get bust some
Jesus.
Jokes at. That's where we can bust a lot of jokes at on Jesus, yo. Cause Jesus is a trip, man.
He
this is where we can bust our jokes.
He caters to the gingers. Look, he caters to the gingers. Right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Look at Jesus, man. Look at his, like
that's your ginger Jesus.
Right.
You got ginger. Your ginger Jesus.
Redheaded.
No, you got your red head Jesus, you got your blonde head Jesus,
you got your elder Jesus with white hair.
You got your woolly head Jesus, you got your dreadlock Jesus.
How many Jesus is it?
Correct. It's 4,300 religions, bitch, okay? So it's a Jesus for every religion, okay? He got a dot on his head.
Wait. Actually, only 4,299 because atheists don't believe Jesus.
Yes, it's actually 4,000. Say it again. 4,299 have Jesus.
Yeah, because atheists except do not atheists, believe in Jesus.
They don't have Jesus.
How can they believe in the spirit
wind? They believe in the spirit wind,
right? Jesus,
how can it be this many Jesuses, man?
It's not Jesuses. It's Jesus I.
It's Jesus size.
Jesus I, like geese. Or goose?
Man, I'm
like, how would you conjugate that in Spanish? Like, how do you conjugate that in Spanish?
Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus.
Who was that guy?
You talking about Jesus is Jesus in Spanish. She said, how'd you conjugate that in Spanish? Jesus.
How many Jesus?
How does he sound like an appetizer? Jesus.
Jesus.
Come on, man. You shouldn't be clowning Jesus like you can't clown Jesus like this, man.
Have you seen the picture?
you can't clown Jesus like this, man. Hold up, man. That's Jesus,
that
right?
That ain't even a real person.
Ooh. Said too much. So I'm saying, like
I got cold chills.
Jesus?
It's 4,000.
How many?
299 religions.
Damn.
We can all believe in something different.
Wish it could be like this, though. Like, look.
Blackout.
What if I could be the one to make the world feel nothing but some love? Give it all up, shout.
Church is business. That's why it's 4,300 plus religions. Because everybody trying to eat on religion.
Exactly.
Money.
Men of the cloth that eat on religion. Women of the cloth who eat on religion. Like, it's big business.
Money.
Money. The root to all evil.
Right.
Control the gates
fucking
of the world.
Money. Fucking money. Every fucking conversation you have is gonna come
it
back.
It come to back to the
fucking money.
It come back to the dollar.
I can't
dollar
have
bill.
A motherfucking conversation on earth without it relating
and
to
honestly,
money.
Honestly, always outside gonna come of down politics,
to the money.
Religion is one of the only other places outside of maybe like teaching where you can be in front of a congregation and your words are heard by multitudes of people. Religion and politics. Part.
Billion-dollar churches, they endorse
right.
the people who run and lobby for Senate seats
mm-hmm.
and council seats.
Mm-hmm.
The seats, that, the seats that run the government. Fuck that president. That's a little title. You gotta have at least one head nigga in charge.
Right, they delegate one person, but it's all these other people that make all the
but when it all
decisions.
Comes down to it, it's a hierarchy to this. Mm-hmm. And it has to go through certain channels in order for it to go.
Yep.
Period, Pooh.
That's why niggas don't get into religion. Cause now you telling me it's all about money, I might as well stay in the streets then. And fucking get my money then. Because you telling me if I come to church, I got to worry about money still. It all relating to money. So I might as well goddamn be out here in the streets and shit.
And I'm not saying that it's bad for all churches. Some churches got real live pastors that's in
what?
It for
the people.
They in it for the people. It's
one of these
belief.
Days I want to meet some of these men. I don't
and
know.
And it's in their heart and in their belief that this is what it is.
Right.
And I'm actually in the community and I'm doing it for the people.
I don't know no pastors like that. Pastor Blair Ray, no, he full of shit.
Well, I know
he needs
pastor,
to be punched in his mouth.
I know a pastor
you know
that lived the life.
So
and he became a man of the cloth. And I respect his authority as a man of the cloth. If I had to call on him, if I had to call on a religious figure to put in my space, he would definitely be a man that I would call on.
Some of these guys are like religious cult leaders, man. They like, they've twisted the Bible and Jesus and Jesus into their brain to fit their own sick manifestations, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. It ain't even about God no more. It ain't even about fucking, it's about making myself God. And these people need to do what I say. Even if it's not relatable to what's really the spirit of God.
There's more of those, and that's where the big business part comes in. Because the ones who are, the majority of the ones who have that feeling are the ones who are in it for the money. They know what the power of numbers and favoritism and favorability
politics.
Brings them.
Mm-hmm.
I
overall,
always,
no. If you got a congregation of women that love you for whatever reason that they
sick.
Love you,
that's fucking sick.
Yeah, you know, they gonna write a check.
Come
right.
on, man. That's sick, man. That ain't
all my money.
Parent poo.
Right.
They ain't never gotta have a chance with you. They know they probably they got husbands at home.
Whole
and
husband,
the same
like,
with the men of the church.
Whole wives.
If your whole you, the whole first lady, the whole choir lad. It's all in there. Money, sex,
can
and
it be
religion.
Fixed? We gotta fix something. It's a perfect world now.
We
gotta keep
to
on the theme
convince
now.
Convince people to...
How we make the world perfect, yo.
Break apart from their religions and determine that they're...
Starting with religion first, though. Starting with religion. We got many
hobby.
Other topics and shit.
Get people to admit... Go out and ask people what kind of religion they believe in. What kind of things that they abide by. The morals that they follow. And then ask them, what is your ultimate being's... goal. What is his goal?
Mm-hmm. But it's 4,000 of them.
I know, but I'm saying like, I mean, obviously it would take a little bit, but it would be a good.
Oh yeah.
It would be a good place to start because they're all gonna come to the same thing. Like she said, nobody's gonna say he told me to be petty. He told me to go kill this man. He told me this. He told me that. They're gonna tell you like, I'm supposed to just be a good person, I guess.
I guess I'm just supposed to be a good person. Then why the fuck can't you do that?
That's all it takes.
Then why can't you do that? Why can't you just do that? Why can't you just see somebody walking by and appreciate them as another human being? Why do you have to say,
That's all it takes. That's all it takes.
Racists use the Bible as their justification to oppress black people. Where does that come back? Where does that come from? What part did that come to? Because that's a part. The religious lies begin there also. That's where it started, really. Because white supremacists have, for a long time, used the Bible as an excuse to oppress black people. This is a fact.
You're right.
So, like, this is where your religious lies start. Mm-hmm. And everything else pretty much goes from there. Because I think we should all agree, like, white supremacists, people enslaved black people, they're some of the worst human beings ever in the history of mankind. Next to Hitler and them. You know what I mean?
I agree.
And this is where the religious lies started. This is where it originated. From the white man being supreme. Mm-hmm. This is where it originated. Everything else that came after that, the 4,000 other religions, is irrelevant. Basically.
4,299.
Excuse me.
Corrected.
Let me get that right.
Corrected.
You know what I'm saying? But this is where the lie started here. Because the lie started from there. I forgot about this part. That's why I'm glad I spoke to you, Serenity. Like, this is where it started. This is where the lie started. And until that part is dealt with, fixed, the rest of the world is going to be in chaos. Because in my opinion, that's where it started. And that's my strong opinion. That's where it started. Like, with the white man being supreme. And then you got Buddhas and all that just sprung from that. But in my opinion, I ain't did no study and nothing like that, but I just know what I see. This is where it started. Because this gave religions all over the world an excuse to beef with each other. Because they see a white man did it. They enslaved the whole culture of people. So why I can't use my religion to enslave the goddamn the Gentiles or the Afghanistans or whatever religious war we done had in the world. They probably looked across and seen, damn, they doing it. They took a whole country of people and did it just because they Bible says so. So why we can't goddamn do it? Why we can't start a war because we feel our religion is supreme? And this is where it started.
The white man has definitely used religion as a manipulation.
So all that we was talking about earlier, we forgot to get to the point of where it actually started. The lie started, originated. And as soon as we break that down, we can begin to break down the rest of the religious lies and stuff. But I believe that's the main premise about religious lies, because it's brainwashed white and black people.
Right.
Honestly. It's brainwashed white people for the longest that just think they was just supreme, and then it's brainwashed black people for the longest just feel they was inferior. Fix that problem and then we can go from there. You know what I mean? This is solution style.
All right, guys, that wraps up our episode number 3, Religious Lies, here on A Perfect World. I am Serenity, and we thank you so much for joining us. See you next time. Bye.